doctor. Give me the news.
This is where we chat love, sex, relationships with our love doctor, Kim Kalusak, from Fair Home Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. She joins us on the phone this morning. Hello, Kim.
Hi, Harry. Hi, Dana.
Hello. Sorry to take you away from your holidays, but we couldn't wait another week.
The questions keep coming in.
Oh, no, well, I could be out fishing, so I hope you appreciate it.
We do.
Well, let's get straight in. This first question is from someone who wanted to remain anonymous. They submitted it on Instagram, and the question is, I helped my best friend get fit and lose weight, and in the process, I've become really attracted to him. Should I ask him out, or is that a bad idea?
Okay. Well, that's a tricky one, isn't it, this one? Look, so true attraction goes beyond our physicality. So I'm kind of curious why it's only now that Anonymous is attracted to her best friend and why not before. You know, is it that he's got this new hot body and that's what the attraction is? In which case, that's probably not good enough to, you know, kind of consider maybe a relationship. Don't get me wrong, you know, as I said, I'm on holidays and I've recently driven through Byron Bay just to take a sneak peek at Chris Hemsworth. Sadly, I didn't see him. He wasn't there. But just because I might be attracted to him doesn't mean that it's going to be worthy of a relationship. So I think that she needs to have a really good think about that, because she really runs the risk of ruining a good friendship and making him feel very awkward, you know, if she asks him out. And she wants to really know that it's not just about that physicality that's changed, you know, that's actually about the person. So I think she needs to think about that. And look, you know, if she gets stuck, she can just go for a quick trip to Byron Bay and see if she can see Hemsy.
Beautiful. Just like you've done, Kim. Follow your lead.
That's good advice. Let's go to Peter from Muswellbrook this morning. Peter, what's your question for the love doctor?
Look, my question is, I've been with my current girlfriend for 8 years, and she says not having kids is a deal breaker. I'm a little bit confused. I really don't want kids, and I don't know how to handle it. What should I do?
So he doesn't want kids. She does, and she's saying it's a deal breaker.
Well, look, there's no compromise, is there, with this? Because there's no mid-ground. You can't have half a kid. You know, with other things in a relationship, we can negotiate, but you can't when with a child, you know. I do see people and they kind of do the thing where, you know, they agree they'll just have one child and she'll be the primary carer, or they might take foster children, you know, for short-term placement. But I really think he needs to think about the reason that he doesn't want children. If it is that, you know, he values his freedom too much, then none of those other options are going to work. You know, so really, you know, he really needs to think about, you know, does he want this relationship and that means kids, or does he value his freedom more? You know, it really, there is no mid-ground with that one, unfortunately. However, I can rent him mine out for free if he'd like, so we can try it out and see.
Like a try before you buy scenario.
Exactly, you know, so if he can cope with my two, you know, he might be suited for parenting.
Test the waters, exactly.
It's really
very generous of you, Kim.
Kim Kalusak is our love doctor. You can catch up with her at Fair Home Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook if you want to book an appointment with her yourself. We'll catch up with you again next week. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, guys.